We head to the home stretch in quarter number four on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back to the Labatt Studio, and it's quarter number four. I checked my fingers. This quarter is brought to you by Labatt Blue Citra, a bright hop aroma and a crisp, clean finish. Labatt Blue Citra, check it out. All right, Bob Flounders, Ross Tucker, Andy Shea, we're going to close strong. We talked about Tommy Stevens in quarter number three. We talked about what Ross's review in Tucker's tape of the blue-white game. We got the news and notes out of the way. Let's get our blue-white takeaways. The things that we took away from this game that we... that's A, stood out to us, or B, we think are important going forward. So I've got a couple, two, three, four of them. I'm sure you guys have a couple, two, three, four. Would you like me to start?
I think I would like you to start,
yes,
Andy.
I would like you to start, Andy.
My number one takeaway is...
you're the one that actually writes down notes and stuff and has things in front of you.
We're clearly just winging it.
It would be upsetting to me if you didn't get a chance to read all four things you wrote down right there. I want you to read all four things you wrote down.
Go, Andy.
I did write four things down. He is right, and he has not seen my notes. Okay, I think you can use two or three running backs consistently and be successful at a high level. And I think Penn State is poised to do that. That's one of the biggest takeaways.
You got to let us react to these.
Okay.
Okay, that's number one.
Yeah.
I don't know how you can feel that way about Journey Brown yet. What have we seen about Journey? I mean, they keep telling us. But you didn't see anything in the regular season last year. What, do you have three carries in the blue-white game?
Yeah, very limited,
and
very limited.
Like, he didn't look great, I didn't think. I mean, they couldn't run the ball. But I don't know how you can say that about Journey Brown yet, Andy. You're just going based on what you hear.
Two or three is what I said.
I will just throw this in as I want to see what happens when Devin Ford gets here,
I
too.
I agree.
Because I would not discount Devin Ford also being able to help this team.
I like Devin Ford a lot.
I like Devin Ford a whole lot.
Haven't even gotten him yet in the 2019 rankings.
And if you look at it,
which we'll be doing again in a couple weeks.
Nice tease, Tucker.
Georgia, Clemson, Alabama, they're all using more than one, just a single back running back. Penn State spent 4 years relying on two really good running backs.
We got four to get to. Let's go there. Let's go, Chuckster.
That's my first one. All
right,
Bob.
Two or three is fine. If you're saying Journey Brown is debatable, two or three is fine.
I'm going to throw two things out. Very excited about the possibility of Shaka Toney, Etor, and Jason Oweh on the field at the same time for the pass rush, number one. Because Jason, I agree with Ross, that one move, even though it was a tackle that wasn't ready to play, shows you everything you need to know about him and his first step. He really can help this team. The other thing is, I'm just not sure what the coaching staff, how they feel about the battle between Lamont Wade and Jonathan Sutherland.
Right.
As we got out of spring, it looked like Lamont was working with the ones and Sutherland was working with the twos. Is there a chance that could be switched up? Because I do know they liked Sutherland a lot last year. Or is Lamont, who is in the transfer portal, has he progressed that much that he's going to be a starter?
And I'll be interested to see when you're talking about the safety position, what JUCO All-American Jaquan Brisker brings to the table when that young man gets here.
You love Jaquan Brisker.
I absolutely think
something
he's,
about that name.
I think he's
like
an NFL.
Brisket, I don't know. And the tailgate, I don't know what it is.
So let me say a couple things real quick on what Bob said. Number one, I got to be honest with you. There's part of me that's a little skeptical of the Lamont Wade, Jonathan Sutherland thing and wonders how much of that was because Lamont was going to transfer.
Right.
And it's like giving him every opportunity and at least keeping him through fall camp.
You can say at least you had your shot.
You had your shot, ran with the ones, Sutherland beat you out. And if he transferred after next season, I'm not convinced he's better than Sutherland. I haven't seen anything to indicate he's better than Sutherland. So that's that. I'm with you on the DNs. I really am. And I think that they're going to have a real dilemma on their hands as to whether or not they rush Etor inside at all.
I think they're going to see him kick him inside just to get those other two on the field.
I don't know how much he's going to want to do that. And he's good rushing from the edge. Do they just rush the other three? Do they move Etor around a lot? That part of it is pretty interesting to me, the Etor stuff. So, but at any rate, real good sign about those. And it's going to be tough for Shane Simmons to get a whole lot of playing time.
Again, I think he watched the game as a spectator. I don't think he worked very much in spring. Just remember us talking about him in 2016 and what he could be. And here it is. We're getting ready for 2019, and we have no idea, A, is he healthy, and B, where does he fit in their plans?
If he's healthy, I say Shane Simmons, figure out how to become a run stopper. And you might have a chance to have a spot on this field, because I still think Penn State, for all of the flash and blitz they have, and look, Etor is a complete package, but you need a little help on that run holding at the defensive end position. I think that's a
sure. I don't really think that's his jam. I think they put Daniel Joseph in his
or maybe Tarburton.
Or Nick Tarburton. Right.
Tarburton playing the game?
I mean, it was so hard. There was a running clock, Ross. It was almost impossible.
Yeah, I didn't see Tarburton play at all.
Go ahead, AJ.
All right. Another takeaway for me is, you know what? I'm not sold on this wide receiver group yet, and it's not for the reason you might think. It's not because of the drops. It's not the dropsies. Those are, catch the darn ball. But that's not why I'm not sold on these wide receivers yet. I see talent. Obviously, I see talent, but I'm not seeing consistent, cohesive execution and route running at what I would consider a good level, let alone elite level yet. I think they have to get better. I'm not talking about blocking and all that kind of stuff either. I just think they have to get better at the basics, and I'm not even talking about catching the ball.
Yeah.
I'm talking about execution as a group and their ability to be cohesive as route runners and the way they execute as a group. And I'm not seeing it yet, and I'm not sold on them yet.
It makes you wonder just how big of a bust Corley was as the coach last year. Are they just catching up?
Are they that far behind? Right. Yeah.
I don't know. But when you pull the trigger and you pull the plug on a coach that quickly,
there's a reason.
Something had to be very, very wrong. And maybe we're just seeing the residue from that. I don't know. But you might have a good point.
And I guess what I would say to that is, I really want to see more of Justin Shorter,
right?
And I want to see him do something.
Yes.
I mean, his high school video was amazing. He's got all the physical ability in the world. What is going on with Justin Shorter? I mean, was he hurt? You know, he played.
He played very briefly.
You know how I know he played? You know how I know he played? Because he's number six and he looks just like Cam Brown. You can't even tell him apart. I was like, wow, they got Cam Brown a wide receiver. It's crazy.
Yes.
Absolutely crazy.
One thing I wanted to ask you guys about, especially Ross, is, you know, as the game unfolded and Noah Cain caught the touchdown pass, he made Brandon Smith look a little bad there on the sideline. Brandon had a chance to make the play, and I believe Noah kind of fought through him, ran through him, got into the
bad angle by Brandon Smith.
Bad angle. I did notice a couple of good things from him. You saw his range. I think they used him at multiple linebacker spots. And he actually, you saw him deflect a pass in pass coverage. He ran back. There was a guy open across the middle. He got a hand on the ball. He looks like he's added some weight. I would like to see Brandon maybe, if it could be possible, about 5 pounds heavier. But he is a big guy that is still filling out. And I think a year from now, if he's at about 240 pounds, because I think he's in the 230s now.
He's very close.
Not there yet, but he's close. I remember how Cam Brown was as a true freshman. You thought, man, is he even a linebacker? Is he a defensive end? This guy's about the same size, but this guy's a linebacker, and I just think that he is close to maybe forcing Penn State to make a decision on him. I don't know how you feel, Ross.
Make a decision in terms of what?
Playing him.
Rather than redshirting?
Yeah.
I don't think they're going to redshirt him. I think Lance Dixon and Brandon Smith are going to be on the LeVar Arrington true freshman special teams program. I don't think they're going to play very much. And then when Jan Johnson and Cam Brown leave, I think those guys have a great chance to slide into those two spots. I just think it's going to be asking a lot for those guys, with the way college football is, for those guys to be able to take playing time from Jan Johnson, Ellis Brooks, and from Cam Brown and
Lucetta.
I mean, I don't think that's going to happen. I think those guys are going to be competing with those guys to start a year from now. I think this year they're going to be demons on special teams because they both have great athleticism.
Speaking of special teams demons, and I said this to Greg Pickle.
Isaac Lutz?
Isaac Lutz is one of them. Okay. But, you know, Dan Chisena.
Right.
Who was put on scholarship. 4.3 speed down in Connecticut.
That was going to be my only takeaway, by the way.
But I just wanted to say this. Look, they recruited some pretty nice athletes to play wideout, and maybe they still have a ways to go. If he is not a top six wideout, can we please put him on special teams as a gunner? Because I remember, and Ross, you remember, in 2005, a guy named Ethan Kilmer, who was a special teams demon. Like, could literally change
games. He was a running back.
He was a wide receiver. Oh, got drafted by the Bengals from Pennsylvania. He was like their fourth or fifth wideout. But on special teams, I don't know that I've seen a better special teams coverage player during my time than Ethan Kilmer. They're almost exactly the same size. They can both run. I just want the coaches to carve some kind of role out for that guy because he can run.
James Franklin has a history of taking a wide receiver, Irv Charles. Remember, despite the penalties,
where did he end up?
He never ended up anywhere.
I don't think he has figured it out yet.
But do you remember the impact he had as a gunner?
I think that he's a candidate for that role. Do you, Ross?
So yes, he runs a 10.500. They have to get him on special teams. I mean, and he's big, and he got good size.
Yes, he does.
He's ideal for special teams. I think he's going to play at receiver. I think he's going to be the fifth receiver. I mean.
He can do both.
Hamler, Dotson, Shorter, Daniel George. I think he's
maybe
the fifth
hip
receiver.
And Hammer. I don't know.
Yeah,
maybe
he's out of sight, out of mind. I think Chisana's going to play. I mean, he's big. He's fast. I think there's a role for him, and he should absolutely be on special teams. I mean, that is a good walk on to get a dude that size that runs a 10.500. That is a good walk-on. So, yeah, go ahead. You got more, Andy?
No, I just wanted to say that when you were talking about the linebackers, I had written down that I think Brandon Smith has a role as a fourth or fifth linebacker on this team if he adds 5 or 7 pounds, only because in this game you got to see that he's just not a middle linebacker.
I don't think at his present size he can be a factor, but I think if he got a little bigger, somebody gets hurt.
Right. Getting the plays here or there, situational wise.
Sure.
I think Lance Dixon he's the exact right size right now for what you're going to want from him down the line. I just think he's going to – you just let him go and get him his 4 games, let him play a little bit here and there, and don't change his body any way, shape, or form.
I don't think that Brandon Smith really even needs to gain that much weight. He's already 230, right?
He's 232. Yeah,
he looks a little – just a little – little.
Yeah, but that's thicker but that's, at 235, yeah, 238.
I mean, maybe a little bit, but – I think he just needs to figure it out. It just takes some time for kids to figure it out. It's a totally different ball game.
All right, that'll do it from our show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Thank you, Bob Flounders.
Sure.
Thank you, Ross Tucker. For everybody at the Keystone Sports Network, thank you for joining us, and have a good weekend.
It's time to get undomesticated. It's time for Labatt Blue. Time to get off the couch and on the beach, on the trails, on the lake, onto what you love doing best. Get in touch with your adventurous side. Get out the ATV, the tent, the sunscreen. Get out the cooler and fill it high with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, because nothing goes better with the great outdoors. It's time to get up, get out, get undomesticated. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
Hey Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right, Go PSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon, stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to gopsurv.com and reserve your RV today.
This is Andy Shea from the Keystone Sports Network. You heard us talk about 409 tailgate sauce for a while now. Honesty moment. I use 409 tailgate sauce at my house, and it's a hit with my family and friends. My barbecue chicken always comes out great. The sauce also works on pork, beef. You can even put it on your burgers. Go to 409tailgateclub.com to order 409 tailgate sauce for you or that tailgater in your life. And remember, always tailgate with honor.